Summer is in full swing, and so is the risk of outdoor-related injuries and accidents. That's not just true for people, but also pets. There's a growing movement for first aid classes developed for dogs and cats. German Public Radio's Katja Ritterbusch dropped in on a class in Atlanta.
Summer comes with lots of excitement for the four-legged clients of Brookhaven Barks, a pet sitting agency. But there is a flip side to the fun. Snake bites and heat strokes, choking and burning, and all the nicks and cuts that come with exploring the outdoors.
And things happen. They happen so quickly.
Anne Blanton is the owner of Brookhaven Barks.
I want my people to be able to confidently handle any situation that they come across. It's hard sometimes to know with animals. They can't tell you.
That's why she decided to sign up herself and her employees for a CPR and first aid class, specifically designed for pets.
So take care of the bleeding first, aggressively elevate.
Nicole Essawi is a pet first aid instructor in Atlanta. In her class, she hands out stuffed dog and cat dummies and shows her students how to stabilize a fracture with a splint, stop a bleeding, and properly bandage a wound.
We also do the figure eight.
And real animals are not allowed in class.
About 50% of my students taking my class because they've already lost a pet.
The movement is led by the California-based company PetTech. Many students have done a human first aid class before.
Some of the things are very much the same, like bleeding management.
But when it comes to CPR, there are differences.
Where the elbow hits, and we start with 30 compressions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
SOE hunkers over a rubber dog dummy. Instead of mouth to mouth, in pets, it's mouth to nose.
Delivering the first breath through the nose.
Then it's the student's turn.
23, 24, 25.
For cats, chest compressions are performed with one hand only. It's called the taco grip. Some veterinarians have mixed feelings about pet CPR and first aid courses.
I think that the benefit to a hands-on class is that you get to see what you can handle as an owner.
That's Dr. Jennifer Pittman. She's with Blue Pearl Veterinarian Partners, a large animal emergency clinic in Sandy Springs. Pittman's concern is that people get overly confident about treating pets at home.
The most important part about those courses is that they're not meant to replace veterinary care. They're just meant to get you to the veterinarians.
But Pittman says first aid classes can help pet owners better recognize emergencies. For example, panting, rapid heartbeat, excessive salivation, and a swollen belly could all be signs of poisoning. SOE wants her students to save the number of the pet poison hotline on their phones. Finally, there is some homework to do.
That they go through their house, go through the yard, and look for potential poisonous items they have just laying around.
Some pesticides and car maintenance fluids, like motor oil or antifreeze, have a sweet taste and attract pets to lick them.
My biggest advice to pet owners is don't wait until the emergency happens.
And if it does, she hopes her students will remember some of the first aid lessons they've learned. For WABE News, I'm Katja Ritterbusch. Walking bird dog. Just a walking bird dog.